On the 26th of March, Australia will be coloured in purple for a good cause. This month, Epilepsy Action Australia is organising the Purple Day for Epilepsy Awareness, where the community and support services will raise awareness about the condition. Around 250,000 Australians live with one of the 40 types of epilepsy known so far. Yes, you heard correctly. 40 types. And in most cases, the condition can be under control. CEO of Epilepsy Action Australia, Carol Ireland, says epilepsy is complex.
Epilepsy is a neurological condition. It's actually a condition of the brain where there's a disruption to the normal electrochemical activity in our brain. It's almost like a surge of electricity, if you like. Now, there are lots of different kinds of seizures. In fact, over 40 different kinds of seizures and syndromes in epilepsy. So depending upon where that disruption of electrochemical activity is occurring in the brain, the person might have a generalized seizure. In other words, they lose consciousness, fall to the ground, and there are convulsions. That's it, probably the best known type of seizure. But there are also what we call partial seizures, and anything from the jerking of a muscle in the body to temporary absences. There's just a range of different seizure types.
She also says Australians have much more information resources about epilepsy.
Well, Epilepsy Action Australia offers a really broad range of services right across the country. First of all, we have an epilepsy nurse line. It's 1300 374537. And anyone wanting to talk to a nurse about their epilepsy can call that number from 9 to 5, 7 days a week anywhere in Australia. But we also have a really excellent website with lots of resources and lots of information. So people can go to epilepsy.org.au and you can actually interact with us there as well. Send us a message or a question. We have a very, very active Facebook page as well.
Landau-Kleffner syndrome is one type of epilepsy, and it's a very rare form of the condition. Luke Eisenhutz is a high school educator in Brisbane, and he was diagnosed with the syndrome at the age of 3. He says his journey wasn't easy.
So it all started obviously at a young age. So just before 4 years old, I was sort of having huge behaviour swings, and that was sort of the first thing that we noticed. In terms of symptoms, it wasn't really seizures as such that were visible. So they thought there was something going on, and I did start to have what they call focal seizures. So I went down to the doctor, and when we were down there, they put an EEG on my head, and they saw what they guess you could describe as a bushfire to the brain. So my entire brain was pretty much in a constant seizure. So as the time went on, the moods and the behaviours got worse, and then the seizures sort of, I guess you could say became more frequent. They put it down to one thing because I was at home and I was watching my favourite movie, Jaws, and I instantly stopped speaking. So it wasn't really a gradual decline like there usually is with the disorder. I instantly lost my ability to speak. So that's how it all came about. And they at the time in, was it 1989? There wasn't much research around it, but they put their finger on the fact that it could be that. And I was the seventh person of all time to be thought to have the condition, and I was diagnosed with it. And they said, basically, yeah, I'll never speak again or play contact sport or attend mainstream schooling. And I believe there's only been 200 people since then to have the disorder.
Wow, just 7 people diagnosed with this syndrome.
Yeah, at the time, I was the seventh. At the time, I was the seventh. And since then, so I think the big part of it is I've been the first person to make a full recovery and to go on and to live, well, I guess what you could say, quite a normal life, if that's the right way to put it. But yeah, so it's a pretty astounding statistic. So it's something I've had to deal with, especially through my later years and life in my 20s, and look back and ask a lot of questions as to why and what happened in my childhood. It was a pretty difficult time.
Mr. Eisenhutz is an ambassador of the event and will be raising awareness at the school where he works.
We're actually going to be doing something at the school I'm at, so we're doing a big awareness day with that one and pushing and driving that here in the local community. And then also I'll be doing a lot more work with Epilepsy Action Australia, and Carol Island there has been fantastic in having me on board as an ambassador. So I'll be doing a lot more work with Epilepsy Action, raising awareness, pushing the story and the education around epilepsy.
Because epilepsy is a condition anyone can be diagnosed with, it's critical to raise awareness about it. Ms. Ireland says most Australians don't have enough information about it.
It's interesting. interesting that most people have heard of epilepsy. It's probably the oldest known medical condition in the world, and everyone's heard of it. But actually then when you come down to understanding it, what causes it, what to do when somebody has a seizure, some of the really complex things around having epilepsy, people don't know a lot. So it's really important to raise awareness and for us as a community to better assist someone who's living in our community with epilepsy.
She also says Australia will become purple on the 26th of March and the community can help to raise awareness of epilepsy.
So there are different things happening across Australia on 26th of March or around March itself. There are a number of icons around the country that actually turn purple. For the first time this year, the Sydney Opera House even is turning purple on the 26th. But as well as that, people actually organise their own fundraising events and awareness events, all with a purple twist, if you like. Some people do morning teas or a barbecue, purple cupcakes, all sorts of things. Schools get involved. They have purple, you know, sports days or dress days, and there's just no end to the things you can do. Our website actually has lots of advice and ideas about how to do your own little event on Purple Day.
For more information about epilepsy and the Purple Day for Epilepsy Awareness, go to our website thewire.org.au.